The UW-Madison chapter of the nonprofit's engineering group is currently helping the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, with some infrastructure issues. Allison Sanders is a project co-manager. She says her group's met with the tribe several times to discuss what kind of engineering help they need on their reservation.
They just opened a new cemetery, and they're trying to get some drainage for that land. Pretty much the entire reservation has a very high groundwater table. We're told approximately 4 feet down. So any homes that are built with basements or places like a cemetery where you'd have to dig down fill with water pretty quickly. So we're trying to help them design a cemetery drain design.
Sanders says a similar project's being done to older homes on the reservation that get hit with recurring floods every year. She adds the UW-Madison chapter of Engineers Without Borders will work with Red Cliff tribal officials for at least 5 years. That's a big help in maintaining the local infrastructure, says tribal planner Tim Funk.
It's a special challenge in Indian country to maintain that stuff in good condition because federal budgets are so tight. The ability of the tribes to maintain and improve that infrastructure is very limited. These are challenged communities, and so to keep everything functioning and keep everybody healthy and safe, it's hard.
Allison Sanders says Engineers Without Borders launched this initiative after critics said there were communities within the U.S. that deserve good water and sewer services. Besides gaining good engineering experience, she says the cultural exchange between the students and the Red Cliff people has also been invaluable. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.